All right, I got a work question for you. You're very good at these work environment situations. I have to say, like, I like when you and I have work things going on, I like to ask you because you're very good at giving the business answer. I'm very emotional. I will just quickly hit like, hit tweet, hit this, hit that, hit send. Not you. You're very good at thinking about it, writing the right thing, and then sending the email. I love that about you.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a business situation that a friend of mine got into, and I was like, I can't help you, but I know this is right up Anthony's alley. So here's what he said. He said a few weeks ago, his brand new car got dinged in his work parking lot by a coworker. Okay, and I know that kind of thing drives you crazy. The coworker never told him. He said he didn't notice until he got home. And because work was the only place he had gone that day, he knew that that's where it had to have happened. He said he can't prove that this person did it, but he knows that he was parked in the back of the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And he knows exactly who was parked next to him the whole day. Now he's stuck paying $1,000 to get it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he doesn't know if he should reach out to the person and say, listen, you dinged my car. I know you did.
I got it on film.
Well, he doesn't have it on film.
Well,
that's the
you
problem.
Just tell the guy that you did.
Well, yeah. But
or somebody saw him or something. The UPS man walked up and told me that he saw somebody do that to my car. I had this issue when I worked at I-95, a rock station in Savannah. It was pouring rain out. So I opened up the back door and I'm watching it rain really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Sales guy pulls right up next to my new car, opens his door, and slammed it right into my car. Sales
no.
guy is one of these older, fat sales guy dudes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude. And I'm watching him do it. And he comes up there and goes, what? I said, you just hit my car. No, I didn't. Dude, I just saw you hit my car. No, you didn't.
What?
You're
so like, I'm literally standing here and I saw you.
I saw you with my eyes and I yelled at you the minute you did it. And it was like, didn't faze him, didn't care.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. Yes, I did. And I had to get, because you know me, I'm on the phone that day with a dent guy saying, right, come on here and fix my car. And I never charged him. I never, because he was such a dick about it.
Well, then do you go to the boss and say,
your boss don't give
I saw
a shit.
Him.
Boss didn't care. I had the worst GM in the world. It's his word against mine. And I saw it. He says he didn't do it. And you can see right where his car is, right where my car is, there's a dent right there.
Right.
I can see it. The car's still there. Asshole.
Ugh.
So, yeah, I hate all that. That's why I park so far away from anybody. And if you park next to me, I go out of my mind. Because, yeah, it could cost a grand.
No, that's what my friend did. That's what I'm saying. The reason why, because where the main parking lot right by the door, there's cameras everywhere. But he parked in the lot and a half thing,
mm-hmm,
to keep his car away from everybody else. And this idiot just decided to pull up next to him and park next to him when there was tons of other spots. But for some reason, that's where he ended up parking. So I'm just saying, so. Say something to the guy. Don't say something to the guy.
You
tell
have
the boss.
To. You have to. You say, dude, somebody saw it. I'm not going to say who, but somebody saw it. They told me you did it. There's a dent in my car. Your car was the only car there all day. This person saw it. You're going to have to pay.
Okay.
I mean, I can
half
say that now.
Or the whole thing.
Whole damn thing. Half.
All right.
Half my ass. He didn't ding his own car. No, you pay the whole thing. You fix this. I wish I would have had balls back then, but I was a 20-some-year-old guy, and he was a 55-year-old salesperson.
Oh, I would have been your balls. I would have gone right in there, right at him, and I would not have let up.
Yeah, the bad thing is, though, if you're a PD at a radio station, you only want to be friends with every salesperson because they save your job.
Right. That's
so I only can fight so much, and then I'm like, screw it, I'll pay the $200 or whatever it is to get it fixed.
Right, right. All right. So I'll give my friend that advice. Okay, here's my last thing for you today.
Yep.
I don't know if you heard about the Foo Fighters. So the Foo Fighters, as you know, have been on tour, and they had that big controversy because the beginning of their tour, with the first one, when they were in Madison Square Garden, there were all these people, all 15 people outside protesting, because the way they're doing it is you're only allowed to come to the concert if you have been vaccinated and you can prove you've been vaccinated. You got to bring your vaccination card.
Right.
You got to show your ID so that they know it's not your sister's card, but it's you. So what happened was they're on tour and they just announced that they're canceling a couple of shows. Why? Because somebody in their immediate entourage ended up with COVID.
Really? In the Foo Fighters?
Well, they're not saying if it was in the band. They're implying that it is somebody in the, they're saying in the Foo Fighters organization. That's how they phrased it.
Those guys were so careful this whole COVID thing that every time they would go to practice, they would have to get a test before they even went to the room. They were super careful the whole time. So that's what blows me away. They had to cancel a Yankees game tonight because the pitchers came down with COVID. So it's starting all over again.
Aren't they vaccinated?
Who knows? It's starting all over again.
The concert that the Foo Fighters was supposed to do is in Los Angeles. It's the official reopening of the Los Angeles venue, the Forum. This was the big night, their big reopening after COVID, the Foo Fighters. And this is what they canceled. And here's what they're saying. They're saying in California, they have, now you've heard of the Delta variant. They have the Epsilon strain.
Oh, great. Another one.
Yes. And they're saying the Epsilon strain could possibly evade vaccines. So even if you're vaccinated, you could still get the Epsilon strain. So the numbers are rising in Los Angeles. People are wearing masks indoors, outdoors, like you said. But somebody within the Foo Fighters organization has COVID. And they're not saying if the person didn't get vaccinated and has regular COVID, or if they were vaccinated and they have the Epsilon, like they're not saying anything other than we're not taking any risks. We're canceling the show.
The head muckety muck for the NFL, 52 years old, has both vaccines, came down with COVID. He's got it right now. So even if you've had the vaccine, I don't want to tell you this, but Cooper, there's no way you can get it now because you've had two vaccines, but there are people that have. So maybe he's not going to be as sick and end up in the hospital and all that, but you can still get it.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. If you have been vaccinated, you end up with one of these. Yeah, you're less likely to die, less likely to end up in the hospital. It'll be more mild, et cetera, et cetera. But they're saying so 98% of the new COVID cases are people who are unvaccinated. But there is that 2%.
Right.
But a lot of those 2%ers are people that had one vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very rare if you've been vaccinated twice and you end up with COVID. But I just think it's interesting that the Foo Fighters were sort of, this has been their big thing.
Yeah,
to be vaccinated and super careful. And here they are canceling because somebody has COVID.
Speaking of the Foo Fighters, they are the most talented band in the world.
Yeah.
And we're going to look back at the Foo Fighters one day and say, we were not worthy of of these guys. So they have a new album now, and it's of covers, and it's of covers of disco songs.
No.
And we are not worthy. I'm just telling you that before I hit play on this song. Bow down. You ready?
I'm ready. I don't recognize it yet. David Grohl, Taylor Hawkins, jamming. Oh my God. No. Wow, that's impressive.
We're not worthy.
This is so good. I can't believe that they are doing this. This is the Foo Fighters.
This is the Foo. That's Dave Grohl singing. We are not worthy.
What is it? Like, what's going on now that disco's coming back?
They nailed it.
This is better. Who's the original? The Bee Gees?
This is the Bee Gees, yeah.
Yeah, this is better than the Bee Gees. Yeah, we should be dancing. He's right.
I would go see a whole show of this.
Oh my God, now I have to see the Foo Fighters on tour.
I mean, there's only one person in the world that can sing like that, and that's a Bee Gee.
Yeah, that's that falsetto voice that John Boyd Young was telling us about.
Right. Look at this.
This is so weird. Like, can you imagine, like, you get into rock? No, sorry. Can you imagine you're in Nirvana? And then somebody says, one day you're going to do a Bee Gees cover, and people are going to lose their shit.
Now, the drummer's sitting back there, and you go, that guy can sing. Yeah, right. He's the best drummer in the world. He can't sing. You got a guy named Pat Smear in your band, and you sound like this.
Is like one of the punk gods. He's like a punk rock god.
But he's doing a Bee Gees song. This is the greatest thing I've seen all year. And this is like the third time I've said something like this about Dave Grohl.
Yeah, you're right. Wouldn't he tell us a couple of weeks ago that he was mimicking the whole time?
Oh, old disco.
Yes, right. That's what he said. He said he was just stealing old disco. Well, then now he's just leaning into it, I guess.
But they didn't do it different at all. They didn't take... They did it exactly the way it's done.
Yeah. I wonder who presented this. I wonder if Dave Grohl was like, let's do a Bee Gees song. And they're all like, I'm down.
They did a Bee Gees album.
Wait, this is a whole album?
Yeah, they're called the DGs. It's not the Foo Fighters, it's the DGs. So if you go to a club to see the DGs, you're like, oh, this should be a cool cover band.
Who are the DGs? Yeah. Oh my God, that's Dave Grohl.
Oh, there's Pat Smear. They're the DGs.
Taylor Hawkins, one of the greatest drummers ever. What happened here? Amazing.
We're not worthy.
We're not.